This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday, after visiting Jordan, Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, that everyone is determined to stop a spillover of the conflict between Israel and Palestinian militant group Hamas. Addressing reporters at Cairo Airport before departing, Blinken said good ideas were discussed, including ways to get assistance to Palestinians in Gaza who are in desperate need.
We came here with four key objectives: to make clear that the United States stands with Israel, to prevent the conflict from spreading to other places, to work on securing the release of hostages, including American citizens, and to address the humanitarian crisis.
That humanitarian aid is needed right now in Gaza, as we hear from Reuters correspondent Edward Baran, as things are grim.
Doctors at the Kamal Edwan Hospital in the north of Gaza were ordered to evacuate, but they refused to leave dozens of newborn infants who are receiving life-saving care. Dr. Hussam Abu Safia says doing so would mean handing them a death sentence. If you want to kill us while we continue working here, he says. Israel was preparing on Sunday for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Palestinians who've lost numerous family members in airstrikes were bracing for more destruction if Israel hits back on an unprecedented scale. Israel has already unleashed the heaviest airstrikes ever on Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Edward Baran. The United Nations agency supporting Palestinian refugees said Sunday the situation is an unprecedented human catastrophe.